writing the listing. Midnight alchemy, one adjective at a time. The moonlit, half-true alchemy of turning a house's real flaws into the language buyers will fall for anyway. Past midnight, alone with a laptop and a house that needs more honesty than marketing, you perform the moon's oldest trick. Things look different by this light. Crumbling becomes full of potential. A flooding crawl space becomes up and coming. You're not exactly lying. You're translating a house's flaws into the dialect buyers actually respond to, finding the true thing hiding inside the euphemism, because needs vision really does mean someone with vision could love this place. Trust your instincts in the dim light tonight. The moon rewards intuition over certainty, and you know somehow exactly which phrase will make a buyer see past a cracked driveway to the bones underneath it. Right toward the truth wrapped in hope. That's the actual craft. What may cross your path? You type cozy and know, privately, exactly how small the room really is. A phrase like a blank canvas gets typed for a house that needs a full gut renovation. You rewrite the same sentence four times until it's both true and appealing at once. A listing goes live at 1 a.m. and gets its first showing request before you've woken up. Let the euphemism carry hope, not deception. The best listing copy is the truest version of an optimistic sentence, not the furthest one from reality. Your mantra, I don't hide the flaw. I translate it into someone's future.